Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, it has been such a long time since Wrestling World 247 had its last show. It's been quite a while, and now we are back. WWE 247 Live returns, and Wrestling World 247 returns. Honestly, I was thinking about doing this for quite a while, and I'm glad I did. My name is Jordan J. Garber, and my guest tonight is none other than the son of legendary wrestler Steve Corino, Colby Corino. What's going on, Colby?
How you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good. It's fucking freezing outside in Winnipeg. It's, like, really cold, and it's really one of those things where it's like you just got to stay inside. So it's always good to just stay inside, catch up on some wrestling, and watch some of your matches. Why I brought you on the show tonight. So, like I said, great having you on. And we'll get right to it. Tell us about growing up with wrestling roots. Like, your dad was a professional wrestler. Your family must have been all around professional wrestling their entire lives. So, tell me, what are your first memories of, like, growing up with, like, your roots of your family being involved in wrestling?
I've been involved in wrestling my whole life. Like, literally, I went to my first ECW show when I was 2 weeks old. So I was constantly watching that. It was always on the TV. I was always watching, like, my dad wrestle at all these indie shows at ECW. It was really something else. Like, people say they grow up with wrestling all the time, but, like, I really did it. I started watching it so young, and then I started getting into it when I was, like, I think I started wrestling when I was 12. So it's been pretty awesome.
Indeed, and you talk about starting out wrestling when you were 12. Like, how was that? Tell us, like, what you're, like, doing starting out with wrestling. Like, how did it all start?
My dad, like, came up one day, and he asked me if I wanted to work a tag match for this, like, small indie promotion, and I jumped right on the opportunity because I just wanted to be a part of something, like, my whole family was a part of. And then, nice. So he got Mike Keener to train me. He was the old ECW ref. And, yeah, so.
What was it like learning with your dad for the first time about wrestling? Like, when, do you kind of recall that moment when you had that, like, first one-on-one talk about wrestling and then everything started from there, kind of? Like, do you still remember that day? Like, what was the first thing your dad taught you, if you do remember that fact?
Everyone always asked me that, but, like, my dad didn't help me a lot with my training. He always, like, let other people help me out. Like, Cesaro helped train me, and David Richards, Mike Keener, Brutal Bob Evans. Like, my dad did very little of my training, if any.
But he did obviously, like, teach you about the business and, like, make you learn about it. So I was just wondering, that's all I was wondering about, because, you know, you look at the Orton family, Randy Orton's father, it's just kind of cool how wrestling generations work and how much information can be spread. And, like, anyone who is, a second-generation or a third-generation wrestler has so much more potential in the business because they have all the info right there, not even when they're training or in the ring. It's that extra effect that kind of brings a cool vibe to it. But my next question going on to the interview is, do you feel any pressure about wrestling? You know, you're part of a legendary wrestling family, and, like, are you, like, feeling any pressure about what's coming for your career, or do you think, like, do you feel really nervous, or do you just kind of lay back with it?
I'm really laid back with it because, like, my dad never put pressure on me to be a wrestler at all. It was always, like, my decision to wrestle, and he was always supportive of that. And if I didn't want to wrestle anymore, he'd be supportive of that too. He just wants me to do what makes me happy.
Tell us about Ring of Honor. You know, you had a lot of appearances in Ring of Honor lately. You know, everything's looking bright for you since you're in Ring of Honor. And tell us how you got in the company. You know, I know Steve works there, obviously. He's in Ring of Honor. But do you just remember your first days getting signed to Ring of Honor? And tell us how that process was and how you felt about it. And then seeing your future in Ring of Honor develop, how do you feel about that?
I've been coming around to Ring of Honor for almost 7 years now. Like, I started coming around towards the end of 2009. So I was always around, whether I was just watching the shows or actually trying to get on. But, like, before every show, I'm working out in the ring with guys like I said earlier, like Cesaro and Davey Richards. And, like, towards the beginning, like, Austin Aries was still there and Chris Hero. And there's just, like, so many people that, like, Kevin Steen also. And I was always there. Like, I was going to as many shows as I could possibly can, just watching them. And, like, if Ring of Honor fans remember back to, like, 2010, I actually got involved with, like, the Kevin Steen and El Generico feud. And then, like, as I like, aged and stuff, like, what's it called? I started wrestling more and more. And Delirious, the booker for Ring of Honor, started, like, noticing me. I started coming to the tryout camps. And then they put me in with the Decade. And I started doing dark matches for Ring of Honor. And then I got put up with Moose and War Machine. And now I just got entered in Top Prospect Tournament, and we just did the first round of that. So it's just been such a cool experience.
Exactly. And, you know, I totally understand what you're saying. You know, being around such a popular promotion like that all your life definitely brings you many benefits, which is cool as well. Tell us about, if people YouTube your name, they'll find a video of you in 1PW, and it's of you getting stretchered out. Tell us about your appearance in 1PW. You must have been very young, but what was it like just seeing wrestling, like, in a different, like, seeing wrestling overseas for the first time? What was that like for you?
It's awesome. Like, I love wrestling, and when my dad, like, asked me to come with him somewhere, I always just said yes, whether it was to Japan or England or, I don't know, Germany. I went to Germany, too, to wrestle. And it's just been such a cool experience, like, being a part of all the different crowds and performing in front of different crowds.
Awesome. And favorite wrestlers you faced in the ring so far? What talent stands out to you of people you've worked with so far?
Of the people I've worked with?
Yeah, all the wrestlers you've worked with before. Like, what ones stand out to you? What ones, like, taught you a lot of information in the ring along the way?
Brutal Bob Evans taught me a lot. Cesaro was always there to help me and to help me train and stuff. And, it's just so many people have helped me with my training and learning and stuff. Like, I can't even, like, think of all of them.
Looking back at your dad's career, when you were a kid, like, what was your... Like right now, I know you can you kind of remember your dad's career as a kid as you watch it all your life, and there's many memories regarding it, but what's your favorite moment that stands out to you in your dad's career?
My favorite moment? That's a tough one, because I've seen so many moments of his, like, such as big moments, but for me, I think my favorite moment was actually when I first wrestled for ROH and he called my match. And that was just such a cool thing for me. Like, my dad's actually, like, sit ringside and commentating on what I'm doing in the ring. That was, like, a big thing for me.
Awesome stuff. What's one of your worst moments you've, like, had in the business so far? What moments haven't you been not so proud of? Have you been not so proud of, sorry?
My least favorite moment was I was going to have a wrestle match with Drew Gulak for some promotion up in New York, and, like, before the match we cut a promo and we got into, like, a pool part, and during the pool part I tore a ligament at my elbow and I wasn't able to work that match that later that night, and that was, like, a real big thing to me because I always want to work and I always want to wrestle, and especially with someone, like, as good as Drew Gulak, so that was really disappointing for me.
You guys are listening to Wrestling World 247 Live, now known as WW247 Live, on my Twitter, at Jordan J. Garber, and on my Blog Talk Radio page, at blogtalkradio.com/Jordan Garber. Now, like I brought up earlier, this is a new show. This is a show that's coming back, kind of in a new vibe. We're going to discuss that after this interview with Colby Carino in which you guys are listening to right now. So if you guys want any feedback on the program, just shoot me a tweet at Jordan J. Garber. And we're not quite done the interview yet, Colby, but since I brought out my Twitter, what is your Twitter so the world will know?
The world can follow me at Generation Ace, and they can go to prowrestlingtees.com/ColbyCranoPod t-shirt or 8.
Awesome, awesome. Now, you talked about your least favorite moments. Now, you must have had many great moments in your career so far, and your career's, like, just starting, man. The sky's the limit for you, and that's something I respect, is that you're working hard and you're getting further and further ahead in the business by the day, which is perfect. So far in your career, your short career so far, what are some of your favorite moments?
I had some really great matches last year with Joe Black. He's like an indie wrestler in North Carolina that really should be everywhere else because he's so good. But like my all-time favorite moment actually just happened this past weekend at the Ring of Honor tapings when I was in the Top Prospect Tournament match. And I don't want to give any spoilers out there for any of the watchers of the TV show, but like what happens after the match is like really big for me.
Awesome stuff. I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to seeing that too. Like I said, I'm definitely indeed looking forward to it. Now in wrestling, you're on the road a lot. I've been on the road quite a few times. I've had the honor and the privilege to ref a few matches, and I also had the honor and the privilege to be a ring announcer. So I've been on the road for wrestling not quite a bit, but I've had a cup of coffee of what it was like being on the road, going from state to state, province to province. Now, being on the road, that consists of many road stories. What are some of yours that you would like to share, if you have any?
On the road stories, oh, geez. It's like every weekend for me while we're driving wherever we need to go. But I don't know, I can't think of just like one like specific story. It's all like great moments.
Where's your, out of the places you did visit though during your road trips, which like promotions and, well, besides Ring of Honor, which other promotions and places like really stood out for you?
I used to work PWX a lot, which is like an indie promotion in North Carolina, and they bring in a lot of great guys, like Ring of Honor talent, a good bunch of TNA, and like the best of like North Carolina, South Carolina.
That's awesome.
So it's always fun to work there.
Yeah, you know, as long as you're going and seeing a different promotion, and I would hate to be a wrestler that wrestled in the same promotion all my life. I would love to be the wrestler that advanced his career and went from state to state, province to province, working for different places and different promotions. Anyways, we do have a quick caller on the line. Let's get him on the air so he can ask his question to Mr. Colby Carino, and we'll go from there. You're on WW247 Live. What is your question?
Hey, my question to you is, which position did you play on your baseball team again?
I never played baseball.
I have no idea why someone would call in and ask about playing a position on a baseball team. But that's okay. This is Wrestling World 247. A little old mixed with new. You get a bunch of new things. And I remember the old Wrestling World 247 days. Colby, you're going to enjoy this. We had this toilet guy, and this guy would, like, go up to the toilet and flush the toilet while he was on the phone. It was beyond ridiculous. And it looks like we're beginning to have some new Wrestling World 247 memories for the new era of the podcast. Anyways, Colby, is there anything you want to plug out there tonight before we wrap up the interview?
As I said, you can follow me on Twitter, at Generation Ace. You can go to my Facebook, add me as Colby Carino, to follow all my dates, see if I'm wrestling in your town, so you can come watch me. And you can go to prowrestlingtees.com/ColbyCarino to buy my merchandise. And it's all pretty cool stuff.
And I lied. I do have one more question, and this question is pretty much, tell the world what Colby Carino is all about.
Colby Carino is all about it's about me. I don't have, like, this wrestling character. I'm not just, like, something that's come before. I'm something new. I'm a little bit of everything mixed together. I'm a high flyer, but I'm also a technical wrestler. And I have, like, I interact with the crowd. I have this charisma. I make them feel what I'm feeling.
Awesome stuff. Thank you so much, Colby. Have a good one.
You too, man. Have a great night.
Yeah. That was none other than Ring of Honor wrestler Colby Carino. I also enjoyed the question about the baseball team. He asked a wrestler a question about what position he played on a baseball team. That's cool. And it's actually funny because I actually never had the honor to play on a baseball team. I never actually played baseball. I wanted to play baseball, but I played baseball with my friends. I'm talking about playing baseball in a league. And didn't work out. Didn't work out for Jordan J. Garber. But speaking of Jordan J. Garber, the name associated with Jordan J. Garber is his very own podcast, which you guys are listening to right now. It is Wrestling World 247. However, I'm going to rename this show, and it's the official announcement. I think you guys got a little bit of a teaser in the beginning of the episode. But on this episode, this, as I am saying this, stands. Wrestling World 247 Live is just going to be WW247 Live. So, it is what it is. You can call it Wrestling World 247, but the official name will be WW247. The new era of Wrestling World 247 is here. And many changes are going to be made to the landscape of the website, but let's look back at this website. Let's look back at this website that had so many interviews, that reached so many people, that got so much attention. You're looking at interviews with Chris Masters, Vance Archer, Kid Cash, John Cena Sr. I can go on and on and on and on. And I did that. Wrestling World 247 did that. For all the fans around the world, like you guys, that listen and put up with Jordan J. Garber. And by the way, you can all follow Jordan J. Garber on Twitter, at Jordan J. Garber. So, but like I said, it was definitely good to have Colby Carino on, indeed. Like, how cool is that? And, yeah, just really, the future is bright for Wrestling World 247, or should I say WW247, its new official name. But it's very important and essential that you guys look up on my Twitter for now, because I'm going to be getting a new WW247 website. But it's very essential that you can check out the upcoming interviews on my Twitter, and that's at Jordan J. Garber, of course. So we do have Patriot Del Wilkes coming on the show in 3 weeks or so. Former WWE star, had a feud with Bret Hart, so I'm looking forward to having him on the program. And many more. It's going to be great. The future is definitely bright for WW247. Anyways, before I do wrap it up, I thought it was going to be a 30-minute episode, but let's just make it a little bit of a shorter episode. On this episode, I'm just going to introduce myself, because this show is going to have a ton of new listeners from a ton of new different places. So let me tell you guys about myself, and then we'll wrap it up, and then we'll have our final words of the program. But my name is Jordan J. Garber. I'm 20 years old. Live in Winnipeg, Canada, and I'm a guy who loves life, hangs out with his friends, plays sports, loves baseball, biggest baseball fan you guys will probably know, all-around sports fan. Done wrestling, been in the wrestling business, been involved in the wrestling business probably since 08, but nothing major was happening in 08, just like a bunch of email interviews. And those were the old Wrestling World 247 days, actually. But in 2008, I remember doing my first interview. I think I did that until 2010. Took 2 years off because I was like a huge baseball fan and I collected autographs. So I'd go and I'd collect autographs and I wouldn't even watch wrestling for 2 years. And then I got back into it near the end of 2012, and then I've been doing it since then. So it's definitely going to be very cool to see what's next for me, for Jordan J. Garber. But that's a little bit about myself. Feel free to tell me about yourself. Go on my Twitter at Jordan J. Garber, interact. Maybe, not guaranteed, might start up a WW247 Twitter. Not totally sure yet, but I will keep you posted on that. But what is coming up is a WW247 website, and it's going to be a Blogspot website, and that's where you can get all of your upcoming show info on there as well. And then you guys just have a good night. Thank you guys for listening to the return episode of WW247. And as I said it many times, I'm going to say it again. Follow me on Twitter at Jordan J. Garber. Thanks for listening to the return episode of WW247. Have a good one.